Look at you.
That's a flat line. Okay.
Right. So you were right. I don't understand the point of the masked dancer at all. I mean, other than somebody somewhere went, we need some new show ideas for Fox. And someone said, what if we combine the Masked Singer with Dances with the Stars?
Right.
Big fat check fell in his lap.
but.
How is someone's dance moves identifying in any way?
Right, but how is Chris Robinson attached to that show? And I saw the preview had Paula Abdul. So is she like a permanent judge? Or is she
she's a dance expert.
Right, but I'm wondering if she's permanent.
Craig Robinson can be attached to most things as far as I'm concerned. I think he's hilarious. And it looked like Ken was a judge.
Well, but maybe just for the first episode, maybe that's the crossover.
Maybe.
His character's Judy.
What?
On 9-9, isn't he, no, that's not him.
Craig Robinson's not on 9-9, is he?
Who's the guy who plays, what's his name, Judy, on 9-9?
I don't know, I haven't watched that in a long time. The only thing I remember Craig Robinson from is, Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah, Doug Judy.
Unknown.
Isn't that him? I mean, I'm obviously terrible with actors,
again,
always.
I haven't watched 9-9 since season one, so I don't know. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, Craig Robinson plays Doug Judy. Yeah.
Okay.
Show's brilliant.
I hear good things.
Yeah, Doug Judy is like this petty criminal who has like a love-hate friendship with Peralta.
Nice.
And they have hijinks together, and it's always a good time.
Okay.
I always enjoy when he shows up on an episode.
Tell me about this Masked Singer show you've been watching.
All right, so...
And I'm not totally up to date, so go easy on me.
Not this week. The week before, a woman was...
The lips?
Yes.
That was my first impression as well. I actually got that right.
Yeah, I was like, it has to be, you know, and then like, okay. And then
the only thing that threw me was Robin's logic was sound.
Mm.
When he was like, I think it's this horrifying person. And I was like, oh, I remember her.
No, I'm like, oh, I think it's
Bernhardt.
And then once she sang, I'm like, oh, you can tell by the cadence of that voice. Like, this is totally Wendy Williams.
Right. Sang in quotes.
Yeah. That's what, like her normal speaking voice. It was totally Wendy Williams. This week is, if you have not watched this, well, obviously not this week's, but obviously last week's, since it's currently on TV, well, I guess like an hour ago.
I don't know if I was just watching the current one or what happened, but so anyway, Lips was the last person I've seen voted off.
Okay, yeah.
The one that the episode I'm currently watching but didn't have enough time to finish before we started this show was the episode where Wayne Brady was the special judge.
Okay, yeah, that's last week.
Yes, so I'm a week and a half behind.
Okay, I'm curious to see if you get this one, because they also gave you a lot of clues for this week's person.
Okay.
And strangely, they have me, they one of the people guessed for the broccoli, and I'm strangely on board with the fact that it might just be Barry Manilow.
Oh. Who, the broccoli?
Yeah.
No. Barry Manilow?
Could be.
Your wife's favorite singer?
Yeah, like it could be.
One of the greatest... I'll say it. One of the greatest singers out there, or at least in his younger years.
Right. You got to remember now, he's really old now.
Yeah, but Broccoli is not a singer. Broccoli is terrible at singing.
He was much better this week.
Broccoli's only gimmick, again, from the clues that I got, is he's either an old Vegas dude or an old Italian actor that's really proud of the fact that he met Frank Sinatra at one point in his life.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta was a perfectly reasonable guess for Broccoli.
Hmm.
I didn't hate the Wayne Newton guess either, but I also thought Wayne Newton could sing.
Yeah, I don't think it's Wayne Newton.
I'll be stunned if it's Barry Manilow.
But yeah,
I taught the world to sing.
That's true. Yeah, but yeah, I really don't get the how does my dance moves tell you who I am.
Yeah, I don't. That's just a waste of a show. That makes me so angry that I'm not a showrunner / producer.
Yeah.
I could lazily slap together any number of things and come up with something new-ish.
Yeah, you just got to take two shows that, you know, and just slap them together, because that's what you do. But...
Or sometimes you just spin them off, and then you get a whole Wednesday of Chicago on NBC.
Or CSI, insert some other name at the end.
Right.
Good God, it's the same show on 7 different nights a week. Don't understand.
I mean, I could write a show called Bronx FD about a hilarious fire department in the Bronx.
Exactly. So, you just need to have the crossover for, Brooklyn FD.
I'm going to open the channel.
Okay.
It's getting closer. I think I'm ready for the show. I've got questions. I've got answers.
Old man's still watching Masked Singer. He's waiting for the reveal so he can jump on.
Right. Spoil it for us.
The way they did this season was very confusing. This 2 weeks of A, then 2 weeks of B, then 2 weeks of C. Like,
yeah, it's a different structure, but I didn't hate it.
But yeah, good old Wayne Brady, man. He can still belt him out. That guy is talented. Oh, Masked Singer must be over. There he is. And Ian, ask me this. What? How?
Uh-oh.
Are the Steelers still favorited this weekend with Mason freaking Rudolph as the quarterback?
Who are they playing? Cincinnati?
Yeah.
It's hard not to be favorited over Cincinnati.
Yeah, but it's Mason Rudolph. He sucks.
He does, but, you know, he's got pretty strong offensive skill players around him, an acceptable offensive line. Their defense is fantastic. And Joe Burrow's got himself, which is sketchy at best. And
no, he's pretty good.
Joe Mixon is not doing well.
I can't favor any team that is fronted by Mason Rudolph. Dude blows.
he's I don't know if he's that bad, but I did not enjoy. He's better than Duck.
I don't know. At least a Duck has a cooler name.
He does have a lame
Mason
name,
Rudolph
but...
does have a much better looking girlfriend.
Yes. This is true.
He's got that going for him. But yeah, man, Ben with the Rona.
Did he test negative? Is he okay? Did he get better?
I don't know.
Because sometimes Matthew Stafford will test positive on a Tuesday and be negative by Sunday to play.
Yeah. Might as well be one of those guys that roll it out in friggin' Dallas. They rolled out like 9 quarterbacks in the past 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness, they were... it was exciting how deep they were at quarterback.
Yeah, that dude almost beat us anyway.
Yeah, that the dude from...
From the
defunct league?
Yeah, I don't remember what the league was even called at this point anymore.
No, because it wasn't the XFL, it was the other thing.
Yeah, was that the AAF?
AAF, yeah. Yeah.
But he was the league's leading passer. He was the MVP of that league, I think. All I know is, man, I wish I was one of these guys who could be the third string quarterback in the NFL for like 7 straight years so that nobody knows who I am because there's no pressure, no stress. And then suddenly when you do have to make a start, everyone's like, yeah, we've never heard of him. Who cares how bad he does? We expect 0 out of him. Sweet. Expecting 0. All right.
Right. Yep. Nice low expectations.
Stay in the league long enough to get on that sweet pension.
I support that.
Yeah.
Who's super rich because of that? He was supposed to be amazing. He played for Arizona for a while, then just bounced around the league because he was awful.
One of the McCown brothers?
No, he's great. That guy's still playing. This guy was hurt every season for every season that he played. I'm trying to think. I only remember him from Arizona, but I think he got traded to Philly eventually.
Sam Rice asks if it's Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen.
No, that kid's just starting out. This guy is about from 10 years ago, and he played for... He would always land enormous contracts, too.
Fitzmagic?
Nope. He's famous for being a washout that makes unlimited money. Fitzmagic
that guy,
is fantastic.
That guy has made a lot of bank over the years.
I have not a single bad thing to say about Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'll take a while. It'll be a while. Crap. I'm never going to remember his name.
Yes, it's Kevin Cobb.
Who?
Kevin Cobb.
Nope. He was a bigger name. He was a big name coming out of college. He might have even won the Heisman. And all he ever did was check down. And he was awful because he was hurt constantly.
Matt Leinart.
No, I wanted him to be something, but he didn't even start. Like he was there for like 30 seconds. I love this game, though.
I still miss me some Johnny Football. I wish he would come back.
That guy sucked. Guy was terrible.
He says the only other Heisman winner that went to Arizona was Carson Palmer.
No.
You were not thinking Carson Palmer. I know that.
No. That guy was legitimately talented.
Yeah, he was good for a number of years.
Yeah. I'll look it up, or I'll Google it.
there you go. He just gave you a Wikipedia link of all of Arizona Cardinals starting quarterbacks.
Oh, okay.
Peruse that list. And
I'll check the list real quick. Let me get up to date. I don't know why I need to go back that far. Sam Bradford. Bradford.
Oh, he already had him in the chat. I just didn't say it.
What were you?
I didn't think you were going for Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford has made unlimited money, and he has played 4 games in the NFL. You son of a... Why are we recording? So many obscenities. That was his first guess, but I didn't think to say it aloud.
Well, it was his third guess, but...
Ah!
It was after Kevin Cobb, but before Matt Leinart.
This has gone from my favorite to the worst game I've ever played.
I didn't imagine that you were possibly thinking of Sam Bradford. That guy was never good.
No, but he was billed as good.
Ugh. Well, I would rather have Josh Rosen or Kevin Cobb.
I don't know who Kevin Cobb is, but I would rather have Josh Rosen. I feel like he could have been, you know, much better than where he ended up. And maybe he'll do okay in the XFL.
All right, well, that's this week's washed up football player talk.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, no.
I was thinking I was going to cut that whole thing, but the freak out at the end might be worth it.
We ready to roll?
Sure.
Y'all ready for this?
Damn it. I'd say sure as well.
Okay. True Believers, welcome to the 267th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ray, we got Ian. Hello.
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 Happy Veterans Day to Ray and all others who have served.
But mostly Ray.
Hey, thanks.
This is the week of 11-11 to the 18th in the year of our Corona. My Corona. All right, in your 5-day 4-star grade! The Titans. On the 8th, we had Wolfsbane versus the Dazzler. How'd that go for you? Probably not good.
Yeah, not at all. I didn't try it. I did try it. I tried it once to see if a very low-level Wolfsbane was capable of miracles, but a 1-2-0 level 70 Wolfsbane not getting it done.
Yeah, I can see that.
Even against Dazzler.
Yeah.
I had no problems.
Don't have enough hit points.
No problems whatsoever. I'm curious about you, Craig. 2-3-3. Were you able to?
I think it took me 2 or 3 tries. I don't remember how many, but it was not a first time win.
Hmm. I don't doubt it. Dazzlers, I mean, 1-on-1. She's not awful.
I just had to make sure that I had all the red, and then I think it was okay. I think that was the key to that, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Coming up number next for the, I don't know, the 5th time I think we've tried this. It's supposed to be fantastic on the 13th. Versus Doom. We'll see if that changes. I think
that's good for everybody.
Yeah, I think he's come up on the list multiple times recently, and it just hasn't happened. But
right, he's trying.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that since you don't have him chant, but yet you have him at a 5-3-5, that you were able to pull it off the last time?
I suspect so.
And he's got Imagine That going. What more do you need?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, really, I feel like that's all you need.
He does more damage now, so it should be easier.
Right.
And then on the 18th, we have, Hawkeye Ronin style.
Rest.
Whoopa Ronin style, versus, it appears to be Thanos. Ian will not be participating.
I don't think I have him yet. I thought I got him recently, but I may have dreamt it.
Well, the graphic, you have Sir not appearing in this film, so.
Yeah, that's more likely.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in to see if I own a Ronin cover yet, but I know that I've never had him in the past. He's one of the 4 stars that has escaped me for some reason.
I mean, except for the, you know, the upcoming crash, you're really not missing too much, so.
No. We got Storyland, your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. Event is wrapping up. Then you've got The Hunt is going. That'll get you Falcon, Red Guardian, and some Ghost Pool shards. Placement is Polaris and some Samurai Dreams. Followed up by Thick as Thieves, Spidey, Polaris, Samurai Shards. Placement is Negasonic. And good old Jessica Jones. Man, I love Jessica Jones. You're back. That's a typo. The Back to Life season starts tomorrow. I have no details because they haven't put any out. But right now, Divine Champions is running. That'll get you Sleeves and Ant-Man. Placement is Bishop and some Phoenix shards. Hey, in the news, stuff changed this week.
What?
Did it?
Are you sure?
Oh, buddy. So first, let's first start with the are you sitting down part.
Okay, I'm sitting down.
All right, we've got a new clue for release 215.
Uh-oh.
It is Apocalyptic Silence.
Oh, are they going to release a playable version of Apocalypse?
That would be cool.
That seems way too non-cryptic.
mm. It's gotta be, I don't know, is there, who makes things quiet?
I don't know. Anybody? I like that you guys let that slide. I really appreciate that. Like, as though I didn't know that they did that, like, 3 months ago. You were like, maybe they will. I don't know. Is there an apocalypse character in this game?
Could be a, you know, 3-star, 4-star version. I don't know.
I don't know that I should comment because I read a bunch of guesses and I'm thinking some of them weren't guesses.
Oh.
They never are, dude.
Yeah.
They never are.
Yeah, I just I can't think of any character who makes things silent.
Is there anybody who's mute?
Just Black Bolt. We already got a Black Bolt.
Oh, is it 4-star Black Bolt? Yeah.
I hope not. That'd be sad times.
Why?
One Black Bolt is one Black Bolt too many.
No way. There's never enough Black Bolt.
I think they finally decided that the Immortals aren't going to happen because no one wants them.
Oh, they seem nice. Medusa's cool.
So, I don't know. There you go. Apocalyptic silence. Red Guardian, we talked about that. Ian, they're all new daily quests. Have you seen these yet?
I have. Are you sitting down?
I am.
I completed mine today.
What?
Yeah, once I found out that I only needed to do 6 of the 7.
Not the
5 of the 6.
Not the one where you have to spend money to buy something?
Right. I was like, no chance. And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm back. Not no chance, but much lower. But I tried it today. I was like, do I really want to open packs? Are you really going to make me waste 3 health packs just so I can... All right, I will.
How many health packs do you have?
Oh my God, so many.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I have to look. I mean, it's not an outrageous number like everything else, but if I had to guess off the top of my head, I would think that I have somewhere less than 150 and more than 120.
Okay. See, I only use health packs when I play PvP.
I said my number's always somewhere between 1 and 10, except for those days where they gift you a 10-pack for the Corona, and then I have somewhere between 1 and 20.
I don't understand that, but I have over 100. I use them only for PvP.
Yeah, Craig uses them all the time.
My brother says he has 2,174 health packs.
Holy majoli!
I use all my health packs when a season is coming to an end, just, you know, to get through the thing, and then... So there you go.
Yeah.
Ian, apparently on Steam, only, it says, there's a Spidey starter pack.
Oh.
Where you can get 3 Spider-Man classic covers, 600 hero points, and 3,200 ISO 8.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like $1.99 or something.
Yeah. Probably should have finished talking about these daily quests.
Right, what about them?
Tell me,
how do I do them? What do they include?
It says there's 8 of them available each day. I thought there were 7. Huh. The first quest is always complete 6 daily quests. Some quests it says you will see each day, like complete a story or versus missions. The remaining quests are based on gameplay, collect yellow AP, train powers, etc. They do not appear until you reach shield rank 6. All the quests have requirements and rewards based on your shield rank. They reset at 11 a.m. UTC, which is 6 a.m. Eastern, the same time as the Deadpool daily reset. And then there's also a... To be implemented later, there's a milestone quest. No details on that yet, but it's coming soon. So I think that's supposed to be like a larger, longer to achieve quest.
But the one thing I don't understand about it says that they go up in difficulty as you increase your shield ranking. I don't know how that's true. My wife and I had the exact same quest on the first 2 days, so I don't know how that can possibly be true because. She's like 80 to 90 ranks lower than I am. So
I didn't know she still played this game.
Yeah, generally.
I'm sure it'll ramp up.
As enthusiastically as ever. But yeah, the exact same rewards, the exact same quests. So I don't know how they differ. Maybe the difference hasn't been implemented yet. I don't know. But
I don't know. I guess we'll see more. But a fun little add-on to the game.
Yeah. I do like achievements. I am an achievement junkie, so.
Yeah, there you go. What else we got? When starting a versus battle after breaking a shield, selected team ups and boosts are now equipped correctly. I wasn't aware that was broken. This next one, I thought I had gone insane when I thought I noticed something, but maybe not. It says several 1-star character powers have had their animations updated.
I noticed the Spider-Man's is different, yeah.
Yes! I played my Deadpool daily. And I fired off Spider-Man powers, and I went, hey now, that doesn't look right.
I think it was his purple that I fired off, and I'm like, well, that's different, and that was kind of cool. I want to actually pay attention next time.
But I'm interested that they updated the animations for One Star characters.
Yeah.
It's good for them. I don't know which other ones were adapted, because, yeah, Spider-Man's the only one I noticed, because generally he's the only One Star I usually fire powers for, so.
Yeah, true story.
Sometimes I fire off a Juggernaut, but not very often. Medusa's the Resolute Queen passive will only play one banner per color of AP gained when multiple enemy tiles are matched in a turn, up to a max of 3 banners per turn.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it says, made various minor UI improvements to the game. Have you discovered the tile physics option?
I have not.
All right, if you go into your options, there's now a checkbox for to turn on tile physics. When you get your cascades, the gems have a little bit of a bounce to them now, but it is actually slightly faster than the old falling.
Huh. Okay.
So go to your options, turn on tile physics, experiment, see what you like. That's all I got for news, I think. Big Ben's got the Rona, so that's no good.
Nope.
What do you guys got?
Not the Rona. Nothing. Things are quiet up here in the northeastern quadrant of the state.
I don't think I have anything. Not for news.
Oh, all right then. Ian, time for top three from top three. What's your category?
Oh my goodness. This category. It is the top three Marvel deities. Now, just so you know, there was again, I thought it was an absurdly long list to choose from, but then, you know, after giving the list that twice over, I realized that that Marvel has so many dimensions that, you know, each of these deities exists in several different dimensions, so the list wasn't nearly as long as I thought, and I felt better. But let's go with Craig this week, because I started last week.
All right,
Wait, stop, I changed my mind.
Oh, okay.
We were honoring Ray this week because it's Veterans Day. Let's let him go first.
Sure.
Okay. All right, well, my number three is, in my mind, was actually the first one that I thought of when I thought of Marvel deities. The god of the Moon Knight, Khonshu. I seriously enjoyed the Moon Knight series when it started, and yeah, he's always been a favorite of mine. Never heard of him before the comic, but that's my number three.
Nice. This is my favorite kind of segue in this segment, so my number three... is Khonshu. Because teenage me thought Moon Knight was pretty cool. He might not, in fact, be very cool, but at the time, he was awesome. plus, I like it when, I don't know, he throws his little croissants. So, I mean, I don't think Khonshu throws croissants, but I think he can do a little better than that. But anyway, he's my number three.
Okay. My number three is the original Allfather, Odin himself.
Ooh, only at number three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Odin's the man. I support him. I would have thought he would be much higher, to be honest.
Well, he's no longer the man. He's dead.
Eh, no, but that doesn't mean he's not, that he wasn't better and as the man.
If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. So
I guess.
Once the man is dead, you know.
That's true. All right, Ray, what do you got at number two?
Okay. My number two... I'm referencing their followers, but my number two is the god of Conan the Barbarian, Krom. Lord of the Mountain, Krom.
That's a good one. He is a longtime favorite.
I once played a drinking game where you had to yell Krom as long and hard as you possibly can until you're completely out of breath, and then before you breathe back in, chug your whole beer. That was the drinking game. If you want to get a buzz quick, lack of oxygen and infusion of alcohol.
Any doubt at what a lifelong nerd you've been, it was washed away with that story. That was so unbelievably lame. I love it. Only because I've played similar drinking games.
Sure. I wasn't introduced to that until, you know, I arrived in State College, so...
Oh, all right. My number two.
Wait, no, did that come from Virtual Bob?
Oh, he was there. Yes. It might have been his house.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. My number two is everybody's favorite evil twin, Phobos.
Oh.
Because when Ares has kids, one of them always turns out bad. And Phobos turned out extra bad.
All right. My number two is the ruler of the Crimson Dimension, Sidorak himself.
Oh, sure.
Because I love me some Juggernaut. Ray, this is where you go again.
Oh, hey, it's me again.
Oh, Craig's done. Go ahead, Ray. Let's get to the number one.
All right. So my number one, I have far more respect for him than Craig, apparently. My number one is Odin, the Sky Father. Yeah, god of knowledge and war and everything else. I mean, come on. It's got to be Woden.
That's fair. I again, that's why I expected it to be much higher than a number three. But in a weird twist, I've gone in a different direction. I love a god that likes to interfere with the day-to-day lives of mortals. Like, if you're that powerful and you don't have anything better to do... I'm super disappointed in you, but I like you so much more than, say, Krom, who, while he laughs at your four wins, doesn't get involved in anything. That's why my number one is Sidorak, because he gives everybody power.
Nice.
He gives Juggernaut powers. He tries to take over Colossuses. I feel like, doesn't Scarlet Witch steal some power from him? I may have dreamt that, but I thought she did at some point.
I don't recall that story, if that happened, but...
I just thought that's where she summoned some of her magic. I'm often wrong, so don't quote me on that. But I also, again, like the fact that he works with Juggernaut and tried to take... I like that he's attracted to big, giant dummies. I like that fear itself is the god of dumb. I like that he got beat by magic. I mean, you're a god, and you got beat by a little girl who hangs out in limbo. Sad times. So he's my favorite for so many reasons.
All right. All right, my number one is the current All-Father. he just recently, you know, smote Galactus.
Did he?
Yes, Galactus is no more. He has been killed by Thor.
Wow.
The Odin's son himself.
That's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, there was a big storyline where the thing that destroyed Galactus' universe came after Galactus.
Oh.
And Galactus convinced everybody that they needed to help him to destroy this thing. And it turns out Thing really just wanted to kill Galactus.
Oh.
So Galactus had enlisted Thor's aid, gave him the power cosmic. Thor found out what was going on, took all the power cosmic, smote Galactus something fierce, saved the universe. There you go.
All right. And the Galactus, the people who ate all the other Galacti went back to wherever they're from?
Yeah. Thor kind of like...
Listen, I see what you were really trying to do. Sorry about that. I'll help you.
Yeah, so, well, I kind of threatened them more of this, I'm predicting this universe, now get out. And
right, well, I mean, it again, from what your vague description of what happens, it sounds like the eater of Galactus' universe was just like, these Galacti are terrible things, I should wipe them out.
Yeah, he's like, I ate that whole universe, there's one person who survived, because it turns out that Galactus was that thing's herald.
Oh!
Galactus was a herald of this other thing, so...
Wow.
Yeah. That's some lazy writing.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was all a dream manipulated by Mephisto.
Well, that could be too. I don't know. We wait for the next episode of Thor.
Oh,
I'll get
I'm
back
sure here. It will be. That's a total. That's why he did not make my list. Mephisto is, we ran out of ideas. We want to experiment with something not plausible. Oh, it was Mephisto the whole time. Boo. Oh, good. I like Thor. I'm glad he made someone's list.
Yeah, I love Thor. The Jason Aaron run of Thor is some really great comics. I think that's it.
Right on.
Let's head over to the facts and drive that and hit up to Quizmaster. Ian, what's the trivia?
Woo! I believe the trivia was about the mighty dragon-looking Fin Fang Foom. And turns out he is just a dragon-looking alien from the planet McClue 4. Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it's M-A-K-L-U, the number 4. It does have its name, but I'm not interested in sounding it out. It's got too many syllables, and just it's a hard pass from this guy. Let's just get to the new trivia question. I did tell them they had two answers. So if your answer was, in fact, Kakaranathara, that's also correct. So this week's trivia... The Avengers, as well as S.H.I.E.L.D., seems to be headed up by a gentleman named Nick Fury. And so anybody who gets as much stuff done as Nick Fury does has to have an evil brother. And this Nick Fury does indeed have an evil brother. Do you perchance know who Nick Fury's evil brother is? If you do, then you've already answered this week's trivia question. If not, I'll tell you next week.
Is it Mick Fury?
No.
Is it
That would be amazing.
Is it Dick Fury?
No, not that. It's not Rick Fury.
Not Rick Fury. I just want to see, maybe, those lazy parents.
I know. No, I don't know if they were going for a rhyme scheme. As a matter of fact, the only name that I have written down on my answer sheet is his supervillain name.
Oh.
So I don't, his name could in fact be Rick Fury.
But that'd be a great wrestler name.
He does have a sinister alter ego. I would like to know that. That'd be easier for me.
Coming to the ring now, it's Rick Fury.
Fury.
Fireworks. Wait, is that Rick Fury's theme song? Look out! Just made up some Rick Fury theme song right there.
It was okay.
All right.
I don't not want to see Rick Fury all of a sudden.
He can fight Black Cheese.
He could.
That'd be amazing. Oh, I gotta make my phone silent so it stops making noises.
Thank goodness we weren't doing a podcast. Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
I forgot that I had it on and cops are texting. I don't know. See what they want. Ian, did you see that you can now order the something completely not related? There's a pop of the a new pop of the are you caught up on Mandalorian? Let's start there.
I am caught up on Mandalorian, all right, but so I don't want to spoil it for anybody else. And I did see that pop today. It looks hilarious.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. I'm so
I'm tempted to pre-order one.
I was so off put by the fact that they were reporting the story as outrage on the internet, and I was like, come on, guys.
Why is everybody
so eager to be outraged?
Because they've got nothing better to do.
Wow. Social media needs to be taken away from people.
This fictional thing and a fictional event happened. Ugh.
Now, you need, or something, there needs to be a licensing system to use social media. And ooh, you have to take a test, you have to get it renewed every 5 years, otherwise, oh, no.
No, that's why I think every, 5 months you need to be renewed that you're allowed to post things.
Oh, okay, how about once a year? Annual. All
right. Okay.
Annual.
We look up your history, were you a this year? No? All right, you get renewed. Stupid internet.
How many times did you post sad poetry or song lyrics? More than zero? Banned.
Did you bullshirt this week? Did you try to bullshirt this week? Are you going to try to bullshirt next week? Man, that was like a edited up version there. That was made for TV.
That was a good recovery. I liked it.
But
yeah, I did see that pop. For the most part, I don't like pops that play out a whole scene or have more than... That's just an individual pop is what I like. I don't mind the 3-pack. Those things are awesome. And they were some of my favorite gifts from you. I loved getting Jack Porkins along with Wedge and Biggs.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I totally support their existence. But yeah, where they're acting out a whole scene of things going on, I'm like, no, pass. I did see, however, they released 3 different versions of Doc Holliday from Tombstone.
Oh.
And they're awesome. I want them very much so. They have him with the shotgun, him with a pair of revolvers, and him twirling a shot glass on his finger.
Wait, wasn't it a teacup?
Oh, I thought it was a shot glass, but it could have been a teacup, yes.
Those are new on the pop store?
I don't know. I saw them on, sadly, walmart.com.
Huh.
But I wasn't too good to not get them. I mean, some of them I didn't get because I don't pay retail price for pops. That's outrageous. I pay Walmart price for pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one with the shot glass and or teacup, they wanted $45. And I was like,
what?
Get out of Dodge. What am I, the Pope?
Man, I've only had to pay
$45.
Yeah, I've only paid real money for one pop ever. And that's just because I had to.
I know, you had to complete the set, and I understood that you were desperate. I don't pay pop money for pops. That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. Since I got all the rest of them for $8 a pop, yep.
Yeah, when it comes to pops, I'm like that old character that Chris Rock used to do. Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right.
$8 for pistachios? Why don't you eat them and let me lick the red off your fingers?
All right, let's move on. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to start over Wine Time on the D3 forums. He said, great job on the show. You almost went the whole time without talking politics last week, as well as keeping a positive attitude. So, hey, thanks. He also had a contribution for my for the team-up time, so appreciate that.
Why am I so contrary? As you were reading that the first, it took everything to not be like, so how about that election?
Arnie, over at Reddit, says, holy smokes, thanks for reading my comment and using my team-up. He stopped listening for a while when I read the comment because he was so excited. And then started back up again and lost his mind again when I used his team-up. So...
That's great.
He did also say he believes you only need one yellow Beta Ray Bill cover for that team to work. So if you're going to give it a go, that's really all you need. So he said it made me happy to hear Ian's reaction as well. That was awesome. Keep up the great works. Looks forward to the show every week. So, hey, thanks. Appreciate it. D-Wing said, I was not ready to land feet first into sand people. Last week, it just started up talking about sand people. Like, yeah. Because you guys were in the middle of a conversation. We're like, hey, we should be recording this. Hit record. Mm. And then just kept talking.
I got you.
Since Raslin has muscled into the show, he wanted to know the move that blew your mind the most when you first saw it. He says his was the ghetto blaster used by Bad News Brown. I don't know what that is, so.
I'm always super partial to the Van Terminator. Was it called the Van Daminator? Something like that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm trying to think. I don't know why, because it's relatively simple. But the first time I saw Jake the Snake do the DDT, it blew my mind.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, the DDT, second only to... No, not second. That's still the first. DDT, Jake the Snake. But a close second was when Rick and Scott would do the Frankensteiner.
Ooh. You know, back in the day, I used to very much enjoy Greg the Hammer Valentine, the master of the figure four leg lock.
Yeah, absolutely. When he had to battle Tito Santana, master of the figure four leg lock.
Yeah. Or the Sheik would bust out the camel clutch.
Sure.
The only move in wrestling that I always looked at and went, how is that going to hurt in any way?
Right. Oh, man, those were simpler
times.
I'm like,
that straightened out my back. That looks kind of nice.
Back when Snuka was jumping off the top rope and that was considered a move.
That's true.
Back when Ivan Putski would just punch you.
Polish power.
Polish power. That was his move. He would just spin around once and punch you.
He had Polish power.
He did.
He had all the power of Poland behind that punch. You can't fake that. Like, that's a lot of power.
Oh, my God. I love that you qualified it with you can't fake that, when in fact, he totally faked that all the time.
Oh, I forgot about Ivan Putski. That's good stuff.
So, Ian, I don't know what your wife commented about last week or what went on, but he said that your wife won the episode last week in absentia. It was a deliberate troll, apparently, and he said, I am here for it. So
nice. I'll have to re-listen. I'm not sure either, okay. To be honest.
My memory is just not good enough to remember a week ago.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
He says he started listening to a podcast called Rotten Tomatoes Is Wrong that defends rotten films and tears down the fresh ones. He spent an hour listening to Crystal Skull being defended one day, and I'm not sure what direction is up now.
Yeah, that movie.
I not just Craig, but I heard that from so many different people. I probably will never watch that movie.
Freaking LaBeouf.
I don't know. I've only seen it once, and I mistakenly held it to the standard of the other three, so it might not be as bad as I think.
Because it had Indiana Jones in the title? I don't think that that's too far off. Like,
well, I didn't say they were right to do it or wrong to do it. I'm saying that I went into it expecting a fourth Indiana Jones movie. Maybe that's not what I should have been expecting. I'll rewatch it someday.
It should have been an Alan Quartermain film. Alan Quartermain in the Crystal Skulls would have been a lot, you know.
Sure.
Been all right.
He says that he feels like Samurai was trolling Ian by including Gwenpool in the recommendation. And I believe Samurai kind of confirmed that, so.
That doesn't sound too far-fetched. Yeah.
And this week, I learned that not only is the Cannonball Run an actual thing, but that drivers have been taking advantage of the Rona and the resultant lack of traffic to try to set new speed records for said run. He said humans are awful sometimes, but sometimes just amazing.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time. That's a good movie.
There's no way that that holds up.
No. It didn't hold up when I watched it a second time, like 10 years ago.
I feel like it was bad initially.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Tad Prime over on Reddit says, having trouble getting a decent feel for Red Guardian. I don't know whether I like or dislike him yet, but I'm looking forward to working around with him on the second and third days of his Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, which one is it? Is it Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. that has the different levels? Yeah, because there's introducing and then there's Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is your multiple day levels event.
Yeah, that has become just that's when I use my Deadpool. Like, those last two nodes are just, I don't even try them anymore. It's really rough.
Because they're so unbelievably hard.
Yeah.
And the only time that they were achievable was when it was Polaris.
I'm not even sure I got it then. Tad Prime also did say, Polaris Beta Ray Bill with 4-star Thanos sounds fun. Going to try it right now. And yep. Going Winfinite once the board is around 1/3 projectiles, presuming Polaris is at the level to create 3 per destroyed tile. Sorry, guys, there's no way this one's going to last. It's too easy to kick off the Winfinite cycle. Once you get up to 24 green AP, you can literally alternate Beta Ray Bill and Thanos' green forever, which speeds up the Winfinite. So, yeah, that seems pretty powerful. Perondiac also commented on that, and he said that adding Thanos to the two of them was hilarious. He also said supports. He added a level 200 Carol's communicator to Polaris. It gives a 55% chance to heal her whenever a special tile gets matched. Much easier to keep her alive in your matches. So, interesting. And the real Mandarin is going to be in Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which comes out in July of next year. So you might get your wish in the form of a kung fu movie in.
Nice.
Hopefully we'll get a Mandarin character in the game who doesn't suck.
Yeah, an actual Mandarin character. I mean, that doesn't even...
Do we have a fake Mandarin character in the game?
Literally a fake Mandarin, yes.
Who?
In this game? No.
He's talking the one that was in the movie that was garbage.
Right. I thought you both just said in the game, I'm... Okay. Yes, there was what was it, Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
Who played not the Mandarin in 3? Yes, I remember that. I thought you guys... Never mind. They need to come up with
10 powers for him.
Sure. Just like old... What's his name? The other guy who has his own TV show?
Oh, Legion?
Professor X's kid?
Legion? He only has like 6 powers though, right?
Sure. You could work in some more.
Yeah, you throw in like 1 power that changes and then a couple passives. You can get up to 10 pretty easily.
Yeah, he needs 10 powers.
Absolutely. So there you go. That's the that's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, in that case, once again then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. I heard a clap.
Me too. It was great. We're back on board. We've cracked the code. Now, let me sort myself out and prepare to tell you about boosted characters. So, 3-star boosts this week. Beast. He's okay. He's got a good heal that's boosted. His AoE has got the green AoE damage that's boosted. Blue's probably boosted too, but it's just there to activate the green. Human Torch. An inexpensive red that does good damage. Is black and green aren't my favorites, but they'll both be boosted. They're both countdown or special tile related. Magneto. That guy just does everything on his own that he needs to. He makes his own protect tiles, shuffles the board, does lots of damage, gets rid of team-up tiles, has a neat costume. Does he have multiple neat costumes? I don't know. But he's boosted. He's good damage-wise. Mystique. Also okay. She's got one, like her black ability, as long as you fired the purple first, does a ton of damage. And those will both, the black damage will be boosted. And the Hood. The Hood is boosted. He's okay. He has no hit points, but otherwise, he steals AP and blows up a bunch of tiles, does some decent damage, and does some mediocre damage. So today was that day where I played the Deadpool daily, and it was a Gwenpool day. So I have her just enough so that she exists, but with no covers. And then the other, the two star person was some other two star that I don't have, that I have rostered, but at level 15. And then I was the Hood. And I was like, can I beat three characters with just the Hood? Turns out, yes. But I always wonder when it's Hood Day. I'm like, I have exactly 6,000 hit points to figure out if I can defeat, you know, Nick Fury, Scarlet Witch, and one other person, and Storm. Let's see what I can do. But yeah, fortunately, I made it through. And he's boosted, so if you enjoy him, give him a try. He's all right. All right, let's see who's boosted this week. Oh, good old Cyclops.
Scott!
Yep, 4-star, all kinds of boosted. His red, if you have, you know, just his does a lot of damage, but if you have enough team-up tiles, it does an awesome amount of damage. His blue also does okay damage, and it destroys targeted tiles. So you can get the most out of him this week if you still want to use him. Anti-Venom is boosted. He is relatively new, but I feel like he heals everybody. He also, he does some damage with a special tile or a repeater tile. I don't know. He does some damage in the middle there with his clothes. That'll be boosted. I don't know if his healing will be boosted because it appears to be percentage based.
Right.
Nebula. She's boosted. Trying to remember. I don't use her. I don't know anybody who does use her. I don't want to say she's bad, but I feel like one of her abilities is good. Her AoE is boosted. She does some red damage and red attack tiles that are boosted. Also, her healing is boosted. Nico. She's got flipping abilities when she pulls out that staff to do some magic, but they're all special tiles, which are all boosted, and her healing is boosted. And lastly, another person who I know nothing about. Let's see. Oh, the other runaway, Carolina Dean. Ugh, I don't remember her fondly either. She's got some green AoE that's boosted, and she puts out some protect tiles, which will also be boosted. Let's see if my good friend Samurai can make sense of this mishmash this week. There's some opportunity for special tile spam this week with Nico and Nebula. Nebula has multiple powers to make specials. Nico can buff them and make some of her own, and Nebula has a decent AoE that scales off how many specials are on the board. You can throw in Carolina, but you could throw in Carolina because she's boosted, but you'll be better off with most other 4-stars that aren't boosted. So it was a sweet dig on Carolina and an effort to use Nico and Nebula and make them useful. So there you go. A less than impressive week of boosts, but they can't all be winners. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Let's head over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Sorry, I'm curious how I'm gonna augment your voice there.
Oh, I don't. I was saluting you in that segment. So, if you want to okay. add something patriotic, you can.
So, Arnie's mind is going to be blown again because I am using. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, Ian, you had a little bit of a rant on using the Polaris battery bill, and he admitted that he had submitted one. So he, in turn, submitted another team to possibly use because he likes the segment. And he wanted to contribute. Sweet. So I'm going to go with that one this week. So it's an interesting 4-star team. It's actually got 1 3-star in it. But, if you're in the, 4-star range, maybe try out Vulture with 3-star Falcon and Dazzler.
Oh my.
He says he discovered this during the Venom Bomb event and it was surprisingly effective. Falcon's purple. Gives a lot of protectiles. A Dazzler can put out attack tiles with her red. Both are buffed by Falcon's yellow. All three do a lot of work on the enemy special tiles, which is where the team really shines. So if you're facing a team that puts out a lot of special tiles, you've got Red Wing to attack. Once you've got, I think it's 5 or 6 blue, probably 6 blue, Red Wing will swoop in and take out the specials, and if you match away that countdown, you can get him back right away. Vulture will destroy up to 4 specials with his blue, including countdowns, if you send him airborne with enough AP. Dazzler's passive black is great once you have a bunch of special tiles on the board. And she happens to take enough damage, she removes two of the enemy specials, also including countdown tiles, for every two specials your team has, and she has ability to stun. So it's a decent team if you're going up against a group of people that's putting out a bunch of specials, even countdowns, this team can deal with. So I would say leave Vulture at my standard 5-3-5, although I can also see maybe a 5-5-3, but to me 5-3-5 I think works best. Sam, I would probably leave him at a 3-5-5 because this team is not really that much about boosting your specials, so that's what his yellow passive does. But Dazzler is interesting. I normally use Dazzler at a 3-5-5, but for this team, I would switch her to a 5-5-3 because her black is where you're going to want your points into, because that's going to remove more special tiles. And if that's the feature of the team, then you're going to want to boost that up. So I have her at a 5-5-3 for this because you're also going to want her red. Her red isn't that great because it's a red that only puts out strike tiles. But in this case, you don't have anybody else use red, so you're going to want as many of those strike tiles out as you can. So, yeah, 5-5-3 is where I think I'd go with that. So, there you go. That's your team up this week. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify. That was good. Unify. That was different. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I liked it because it used characters like Dazzler. I've never used Dazzler in a team up before, so I always like that.
Poor Dazzler. All right, let's go old school and open up some tokens.
Sorry, I was dillying and dallying, and I did not have my Steam ready.
All right, I'm ready. I got four to go.
Ah, Christmas. Go ahead.
First one, we got a ghost. That's a character. Second one is a wasp. Apparently we're going to have a theme of Ant-Man here. Then it's Bucky. God.
There goes your theme.
Yeah. And then Wolfsbane.
Oh, you already won the crash.
Four characters I do not use, so...
Nice.
Yeah, but you only use three characters,
right,
so...
I was just going to say!
That's mostly true.
197 characters I don't use. I've got one to open.
Okay.
It appears to be... Ooh, MODOK.
Alrighty. I guess like it's my turn.
Almost certainly usable. Of course it is. It's MODOK. Ooh, that puts him at the always popular 2-2-2.
Well, at least an even distribution.
Yeah, I support that fully.
All right, I've got three. Standard eye poking. It gets me a 4-star Prowler. Second one is another 4-star Johnny Blaze, Ghost Rider. And my third is, again, a 4-star. Hey, I got the one that you need, Ian. It's a Ronin, Hawkeye. Brutal technique.
Huh. Wow, no one got a 5-star.
Not a one.
Ha! Try it again, suckas. Oh, it's a 4-star.
All right, I will try it next week.
It was, I forget what her name is. Let's say Spider-Gwen. Kick out the jams.
Thank you to this guy.
This guy!
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Ooh, well, I don't know, and I will challenge you to find out by going to the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. I'm sure you will find a collection of excellent podcasts of just the utmost caliber to fill your podcasting needs. We have them all reachable at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Should do a podcast based on all the episodes of Speed Racer.
I'm not opposed to that.
There's only a couple seasons, so it would have a definitive ending.
Right.
Talk about the mammoth truck.
Just break down each episode and talk about the characters. Yeah. I didn't know if you had a particular theme. I'd be down for a Speed Racer podcast if you ever need someone to help you. We'll have to find a producer, though.
That's true.
Neither of us are qualified to do that.
That's true. We are useless.
That's true.
All right. Anything else for the code of the order?
There was one comment in Discord I thought I'd mention, that the Polaris Beta Ray Bill Thanos team is fragile, Samurai says, and is easy to beat on defense, so there's no reason to nerf it. So if the developers are listening in, there you go.
I wouldn't know, because anytime I see Beta Ray Bill, I just hit skip.
That's fair. So, there have been times when I was feeling strong, and I'll get some you know, I'm not really ready to battle five stars with my four stars, but I'll see that they only have like one or two covers. And I'll be like, oh, I can handle 2 4 stars plus a 5 star with a cover or two. And I'll be like, I was wrong. What do I know? I'm a rube. I thought I could take out a 1 0 2 5 star Carnage, but I can't.
Oh, I hate Carnage.
Yeah, Carnage is rough. Man, I wouldn't even want to fight just like this, like 5 star Eye Hulk. He's got the power that just lets him keep coming back.
Yeah.
See, what kills you makes you stronger one.
Yeah, I've got one power and it makes me come back. I only have 2,000 hit points. I'm just going to keep coming back and doing more damage every time.
And do keep doing more damage every time I die. It's fun, yeah. Right? All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Send comments, suggestion, Raiseway. Raiseway? Is that like James Way? Everybody remember my James Way?
On Reddit.
Yeah, James Way, they care about you.
There you go.
At least they used to before they went bankrupt and out of business. Comments, suggestions, like I said, throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself something, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. I think that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's one part crystal, one part meteor, one part heavy water. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. If I didn't know what it was, I would never get that clue until you got to heavy water.
Tube worms!